Back out at the Edgar County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker for WITY, and at the show ring building here on the fairgrounds, talking with two of the more veteran members of the 4-H here in Edgar County. It is Lainey Ehlers and Cohen Briggerhoff. Lainey, Cohen, how are we doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
Now, you guys have already been in the midst of showing animals here this week. Tell us about what you've brought out here to the fair this year. We'll start with you, Lainey.
I had a spring ewe lamb. That's all I've done so far.
What else do you have this week?
I will have a show heifer.
Very good. How about you, Cohen?
I showed a spring ram this morning, and then I got a fall ewe lamb. And then I also have two cows, too, two heifers that I showed.
Very good. Any projects that you worked on separate from animals?
Yeah, I got a metal project that I welded together, and I welded it into a shape of antlers. I think it got state, so.
Very nice. How about you, Lainey?
I do not have any other projects.
Do not. Just strictly animals.
Yep, pretty much.
How do you feel about your chances this year here of maybe sending something to state?
I'm not going to lie, a little on the slim side. She's pretty small, and she gets a little nervous, but she does really well with me, but she's just a lot smaller than most of the other ones because she's a lot younger.
Well, and it's important to continue to show because that's what you want to do and make sure that you can, you know, get that experience.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
How about you, Cohen?
Not bad. I mean, my two are okay. One's too fat. We should have cut her off feed a little earlier, but we weighed her this morning. She's 1,385 pounds as a heifer, so she'll be good in market, probably not breeding though. My other ones, she weighed 11, 15. She's not bad. She's pretty good looking, so it just depends on how she's walking and acting on the day, I'd say, but I think overall they'll do okay. So.
Very good. Let's talk about each of your experiences in 4-H, all the things you've done through the years, and what 4-H has done for you.
So I have not been in 4-H for a super long time, but I've always hung around here. I started showing whenever I started becoming closer with his family, and it's just shown me a lot about what I want to do when I'm older, and I'm hoping it'll help me get that experience for what I want to do with my future endeavors, and it's just kind of like a home and family here. Everybody gets along, and everybody helps each other out, and I just think it's something that I think everyone should get to experience.
Well, let's talk about those future endeavors. What does that look like right now for you?
Hopefully cattle, and then maybe some ag sales, maybe selling seed. But yeah, I know I want to live on a farm and be involved with that, and so I guess we'll just see what the future holds and what that looks like.
So those are career aspirations. You want to continue in the ag industry?
Yes, I do.
Very nice. How about you, Cohen?
So 4-H has helped me a lot. I've been showing since I was 8 years old, and overall, like, my dad, he showed when he was a kid, my grandpa showed when he was younger too, and overall it's pushed me to be into the ag industry. I love cattle. Cattle is what I want to do. I own 6 cows right now, so I've already gotten started. Hopefully later on in life I can keep building. I'm going to Lakeland right now to study ag business and ag sales. Hopefully I can sell seed somewhere because we also farm a good bit of acres. So ag industry definitely was pushed by 4-H a lot, and has definitely guided my future a lot. And like she said, people here, you make a lot of good friends that you'll talk to for the rest of your life and remember for the rest of your life. So it's kind of like a family here, and it's just a good environment to have.
Well, and you just laid out why I think a lot of folks in the ag industry are look at the multiple revenue streams. You're looking at seed, you're looking at raising cattle, you're looking at other areas of ag business, possibly agronomy, who knows. You keep a lot of those streams open, then you become profitable. And I think that's how the modern farm kids and young adults are doing it nowadays. They're finding multiple ways of being self-sustaining to where they don't have to necessarily rely on some of those ag resources out there.
Right, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what's next for you guys. The Edgar County Fair all week long. Any other parts of the fair here that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking for Friday and Saturday. They're going to have the derby and the polls, and I just love going to that. It's so much fun. I feel like it just makes the fair. And then the food, of course, I'm so excited for.
Got a favorite food item?
There's a guy that's like, it's kind of a small business. Yeah, he's got really good chicken and smoothies, and that is where I go every year.
I've heard smoothies pop up a couple times this year already. It must be a really good smoothie. How about you, Cohen?
I've been going to Tractor and Truck Pulls ever since I was a little kid, so it's definitely something that we go to almost every year and something that you remember going to as a kid and you still want to go as an adult, as you're getting older. Also, Wednesday is the derby or the autocross. It's fun too. It's kind of like derby, but they race around a track, so that's definitely cool too. Derby on Saturday. One of my friends races or does the Derby there, so I'll probably go watch it. And like she said, that smoothie stand, his name's Phil Wright. He has a lot of good chicken and good smoothies. I think last year I drank like 3 smoothies every day pretty much. Like,
we're going to get a lot of those this year with as hot as it's been being. Before we tie up with you folks, let's talk about the rest of summer here. Obviously, you still got State Fair around the corner, some other events. Anywhere else that you're showing or anywhere else that you've shown already?
So he went to Georgetown and then the open show earlier. I did not. I was sick, so I didn't get to do that. But we aren't for sure. We might be going to Charleston here soon. And then I don't know.
That might be it, honestly. Yeah. But
yep. But yeah, just focusing on what we're going to do next.
Yeah, we'll go to I'll go to State Fair probably for my metal project too. But cattle, I think we'll probably just be done after maybe next week. So.
Well, if you go to state, let us know. We'll interview you for another time this summer. We'll get well acquainted. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. Congratulations on what you've done this summer, and all the best to you here the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
That's Lady Ehlers and Cohen Brinkerhoff, just two of the many fine 4-H members here at Edgar County showing this week. We'll have more reports coming up from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITY.